101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Meech, it's Monday.
What's the word?
What's the word? How was your weekend?
It was all right, you know.
We was turned up.
I was tired.
Yeah, I bet you
was. I was tired.
Meech was the life of the party.
What
shout
party?
Out to the whole Truth Nation, man. We had an incredible weekend at the 90s, 2000s K Cafe. Turned up. They played bow. We was in there bowing.
They needed a surprise. Like, come on, man.
It was super, super dope. Hey, check this. Life is better with American Family Insurance because when you know you are fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you work hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and your dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Truth Nation, we got some special guests in the building. Meech,
what
we got in the building?
We got Von Alexander.
Let's go. Who else?
Oh, we got Genesis Renji
here.
Man,
what?
I was surprised to have him here.
We coming in hot. Coming in hot, fresh off the weekend. Welcome to Tap In with Jazzy and Meech. Thank y'all so much for joining us today. It's an honor. We always want to make sure we have the opportunity to sit down with our people, people who are homegrown, straight from the crib. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
It's a nice little Monday.
It is.
Yeah.
It
you
is.
Wanted to do on Monday?
Yeah. I mean, it's my only free time, so I'll take advantage.
Yeah. Glad you came.
Thank you so much.
Don't
be
shy, man. Don't be shy, bro.
Me. There we go. What's up, beautiful people?
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, both of you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's get right into it. I am familiar with you both, and I've watched your journey throughout the years. But for those who are listening who may not be, Give us some background, you know, where you come from, what part of the city, how you got to where you currently are now in your careers.
Von Alexander, I'm just a guy in my eyes. I'm just a guy who like to play with words and talk over beats, you know. But I'm from the north side of Milwaukee, born and raised here. It's the home. So everything I do is for here, represents here. I just try to give my perspective of everything because everybody's perspective is different. So I just do what I can to share that in the best way that I can through my art and what I do. So, yeah.
That was a very humble way to put it.
He
we're going to let you slide
that.
Right
he
now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we're going to pull it
that's
up
cool.
Out of
no, he downplaying. I got it. Hey, man. I'm only here supporting my brother. My brother, Von Alexander, formerly known as Vonnie Del Fresco, is a trailblazer in the city of the Milwaukee hip-hop music scene. If you know the name, you know the face, you know the brand. This is the Pharrell of the rap of my generation. Visually set the aesthetic and the blueprint for a lot of y'all that are coming up behind us and in the same class as us. Has never wasted a bar in any song he's ever written. So, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
that's
the man.
Whatever talking I don't do, he
does. That's the man right there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. How, so, Genesis.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't downplay yourself.
I'm not. This ain't about
yourself.
I'm not here for me. What's up, y'all? Genesis Renji, Emmy nominated rapper, producer, engineer. From the wonderful city of Milwaukee, East. Shout out to Keith.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, very familiar with your journey. I've seen everything you've done in the city as well. So
thank you.
You know that. Yeah, I'm really here because I'm just supporting him. I just tagged along for the day. I ain't want to sit in the house. That's
yeah,
it.
You just picking
that's it.
Just
but yeah, we're here.
House.
We're here.
Thank you. Good. Thank you again. Thank you so much, both of y'all. Before we get started, I just want to give y'all flowers and say, it's an absolute pleasure again to have y'all here. What Meech and I are trying to do is make sure that we have a platform for people that come from the crib. We all know how this goes. We haven't yeah. really had this opportunity to have a platform. So again, thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Yeah. I'm grateful absolutely. To be here. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. First question, since we're getting right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
The city got talent, man. Am I wrong or right?
Lots of it. A lot of it, actually.
Where do you sit in there?
Where do I sit? What do you mean? What do you mean by it?
He gonna give y'all the politically correct answer, and I'll give you the real answer.
I feel like I just sit in my own world, you know. I just do what I do. I don't try to mimic. I don't try to fit in. I don't try to overcompensate with my art. I just do what I like to do, and I know I'm good at it, so I just keep at it, keep it pushing.
Like, do you consider yourself in top five Milwaukee?
Mount Rushmore.
I'm not usually the person that do the. No. I don't really toot my own horn.
He
too
Mount
much.
Rushmore, man.
But
he Mount Rushmore.
I like to think I'm pretty skilled, pretty high skilled, pretty up there with what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's so humble. You humbler than me.
He's too humble. During my stint when I was living in D.C. One of my DC stints out there, I did a collaborative mixtape with some producers out in New York, and I went up to their release event that was happening. This is like, I want to say 2015, 2016. So this is peak SoundCloud era, you know. And I'm up there and they're like, oh yeah, you the artist from Milwaukee, right? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yo, you know, and they start rattling off some names. Mm-hmm. And like, yo, you know Von? I'm like, yeah, that's my brother. I'll call him if you want to talk to him. Oh my God, he's just so amazing. And he's like one of the best. And
I don't get
so,
these stories.
Yeah, yeah, man. Nah, he's one of them. He's one of them for sure.
Absolutely. I agree. And
appreciate that.
I just want to say on this platform, you don't have to dim your light.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get you to.
I don't think I'm dimming my light. I just think, you know, I don't know. Maybe I think of it different than everybody else. You feel me? That might be all.
But what you think of it then?
Think about what exactly. We got to be precise. We got to be precise.
You got to be precise.
I feel like our generation is like the GOATs for real. Because we came up in the golden era. We were a part of, obviously, the beginning of the Milwaukee music scene, the middle of it, and now we're adults, the aunties and uncles, so we're experiencing the new as well.
Horizon, yep.
But I truly believe that you guys, all of us, we have paved the way. And it's important for, the reason why I said don't dim it, like I'm joking, but I'm serious about it, because a lot of the new artists, I feel like they need to know, they have to know where it started and who played a part in that, because it's a part of Milwaukee's history, the music history, the history overall.
Mm-hmm. So, Von.
Yes, sir.
I don't want no politically correct
answer. All right, I got you.
Give me more.
I'll take the lenses off. I'm sorry, I got you.
Tell us about how you started. You know, how do you get to this point?
How I started, honestly, it started young. I was doing poetry when I was very young. Got introduced to it through school. Had writing prompts, stuff like that. Would always get compliments on it. And then, like, middle school came. My brother, who was also an artist, his name Major, and he was doing music, so I was always listening to his music.
Wait, which Major?
Mm-hmm. Major.
Young Major?
Yeah.
We just had Major.
Yeah, that's my big brother. Yeah. Yep.
I did not know that.
Watching him get into it, you know, he is an age gap, so he's older.
Yeah.
So I'm just watching him as a kid, and that kind of just motivated me. And also, I just loved music.
Yeah.
Anywhere it was, I just turn it on. I'm listening. I'm learning lyrics to songs that I like. I'm trying to figure out who's who, doing what.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing. 106 in Park, Rap City.
Yeah.
MTV Jams, VH1 in the morning,
all
that stuff. You know, so I just was always fascinated by it. So I was like, you know, why don't I try my hand? And that really came once I tapped into the music I really enjoy listening to. So like seventh grade, I got LimeWire. This is when 50 Cent and Kanye West are doing their thing with the Graduation and what was it,
the
Curtis?
Massacre? Oh, mm-hmm. Curtis, okay.
So I'm like, all right, I got LimeWire. I'm about to just download as much Kanye as I can find and just listen.
Yeah.
And that kind of branched me off to like, oh, he got a lot to say. He's saying a lot.
Yeah.
And for me to be so young, but I'm connecting with what he's saying, because what he's saying isn't, you know, something small. He's talking about real things and issues, things that I've seen on a daily, or, you know, things that I come from. So that just kind of pushed me to practice over beats, practice over songs I would like. And one day I'm like in high school around this time, and my cousin, he got like a studio in his house. It's just a closet, little setup, janky. And I'm going over there after school every day, and I'm just sharing my music on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy, but I'm just sharing it to see, you know, if people will give me feedback.
Yeah.
And one day somebody called me to do a feature. I'm like 16 at the time. So they called me to do a feature. We go to the studio. The engineer happened to be a rapper as well. So I do my verse. I'm in there shaking because it's a booth. You see everybody outside. I'm shaking with a piece of paper in my hand because I was writing at the time. And I come out and he like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 16. He like, you are good, bro. Like, you should continue to do this. Like,
yeah.
This is something you should do. So since then, I just kind of hit the ground running, wanted to find out what my sound was, what I could bring to the table, get people to learn more about me through my music. So that's just what I've been doing ever since.
It's crazy. I had no idea Major was your brother. Major is a part of my career.
Okay.
He did the hook to She Jazzy.
Yeah, most people don't know. Most people do not know that's my brother.
That's dope. I want to ask you something. So I actually started in poetry too, second grade. And I didn't start doing music until seventh grade. But I noticed with me having, I feel like I had an advantage with doing poetry first because of the wordplay and just the creativity. When you started doing music, did you incorporate, or did you look at it the same way as far as how to incorporate poetry or turn the poetry into music?
It just, the way I saw it, I didn't write the raps as poems. Excuse me. But for the most part, I had to learn new ways to channel what I was writing because I didn't know how to deliver poetry. I just knew how to write it.
Gotcha.
So I didn't know how to perform it. I didn't know how to do any of that. So the music is where I could take how I learned how to write and pace it in my mind and then figure it out over a beat or just learn how to deliver the words, you know?
Yeah.
And that just comes from listening and being a student of the music I'm listening to. So at the time, I'm listening to a lot of Lupe Fiasco, a lot of Common, a lot of Kanye, a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of Lil Wayne, especially during that time. So it's just like, you're hearing all these different influences. Which one do you want to go with?
Gotcha.
You know, and I kind of took after more of the Lupe side of things.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way he connected words. And I was like, okay.
So those are, would you say those are your top 4 to 5 that artists that inspired you?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. As a rapper, as an artist. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I can see that.
It makes most sense.
It do.
Yeah. So I try to embody all of that with everything I do, even though now I'm a bit more experimental with my sounds, as to where, like, I just want you to get a fresh listen every time you hear me. I don't want to hear somebody listen to me and they go, oh, it sounds like this or sound like that. I want you to know that what you're getting is authentically what I've put together, you know?
Absolutely. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We got Von Alexander and
Genesis
in the building. Stay tuned. 101.7 The Truth. The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Company. Meech,
what's the word?
Studio. I'm sorry, Meech. What's the word?
You know what the word is. The word is Von Alexander.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Genesis, Renji. They in the building, man. It's going down.
We in the building like yin and yang.
Great way to start Monday. So, do you believe that Milwaukee overall is finally receiving the recognition we deserve when it comes to the music industry?
I think we've been getting recognition. I just think it's been a slow burn. Like, year by year, more and more is happening, more and more is getting done.
Yeah.
And more people are getting visible and in the spotlight. But I think the light has always been there, even, like, you know, in the blog era. It was a lot of us who was just on blogs, running around on the internet, and that did a lot, you know? So, you know, it's just, I feel like we just continuing to break barriers and kick down doors. So that's all we got to do, really.
Yeah.
Do you listen to any Milwaukee artists?
I do. I listen to a few. Yeah. Ooh. Y'all want names?
Yeah,
I got
we
you.
Want names.
yeah, we need to know.
This might as well just be like a shout out. So, like, shout out, of course, Genesis Renji. Shout out, Emmett James, Moody. If you don't know Moody, Beast.
Yeah.
Tyso Supreme, Cam. I got a long list. I don't know how long
it's
I
okay,
could go.
Keep going.
Cam, Tyso Supreme. Who else I listen to? Mo City, Paper Stacks. They just dropped something nice,
yeah,
by the way.
That.
Who else? I might blank. My homie D Fresh, of course. That's who I started with. So I gotta shout the guy out, you know. But yeah, I'll keep the list right there for now. Right there.
Dope. How do you feel about working with the younger artists?
I feel great about it. You know, I feel like it keeps you on top of your game, you know. So, and it's always nice when somebody know who I am.
Yeah.
Because me, I don't view myself as like old or nothing like that. So, but then I get reminded like, hey, that's a whole different generation under us right now that might not know you. And if they do, you should actually be grateful for that, because that just means you making the moves that need to be made for people to, you know, recognize you when you out or when they hear your music. So I just appreciate all of it. I appreciate every aspect of it.
Yeah. So how important is it to keep your brand and the consistency through today's music in Milwaukee?
Even just outside of Milwaukee, just making sure you staying consistent with your messaging and your brand is important, because we live in a time where people can fall off you at the click of a button, at the swipe of a thumb. So I say, whatever you doing, make sure you putting your strongest, like, presentation out.
Yeah.
Because the person that don't know you, they got to scroll past you at some point.
Yep.
And when they do, it's about what they see. And if they not seeing something that catch their eye, how do you expect to stay around, you know?
The transition, like, thinking about back when I was doing music, which was I think the only social media was Facebook, like pre-Instagram, pre-Twitter, okay, all of that kind of stuff. And thinking about how I was as an artist versus, I'm not active as an artist right now, but I could be. And the ideas that I have is completely different from then. How do you view yourself as an artist growth-wise from who you were when you started versus who you are now?
The way I see it is just we get older and our perspectives change, what we think about change, what we're attracted to changes, the things that pull us in the universe, all of that changes. So it's just like, how are you bringing in your current life with what you're creating?
Yeah.
And I try to keep that in all my music. Like, I took a 4-year gap after COVID and I just was taking the time to live, you know, and next time I got in the booth, the music is completely different. It's a different change of tone, a different technique, skill, everything, you know.
Yeah.
So I just try to make sure I'm putting my best foot forward in that, because looking back, yeah, I got some cool songs, but today I listen to what I'm doing and I'm like, oh, that guy
even better.
That guy back there, I don't know if he got anything on what I got going on right now, you know. So,
the glow up.
Yeah, exactly.
So the influence in music, right? We got the youth and we got, you know, the Milwaukee culture music in a sense. Do you feel like the music you make is getting left behind based on what's getting pushed to the forefront?
Not at all. It's enough to go around for everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like there's an audience for everything. There's an audience for every sound that there is in Milwaukee. It's just about finding your audience, getting in tune with what you got going on. If you stand with what you got going on, the people that rock with you, they're going to come. That's just automatic. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I don't think I get left behind or nothing. I don't even think of music in that way.
Because
I just like to produce and put it out there and create. Whatever love I get back, I get back. Whatever love I don't, there's just more opportunity to grab, you know. So that's how I see it.
I agree. And I'm glad you said that, because there is a whole nother market that I feel like Milwaukee specifically, we don't tap into when it comes to fan base, festivals, universal music, just like the music that you make in general. I feel like people automatically assume that it has to be one way and one, you know, as far as like other artists.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to, and it's a risk. Like, you have to take a risk making this music and going out performing in front of a completely different crowd coming off of the north side of Milwaukee, yeah, right? Like, and I know a lot of artists that make music similar to you are independent artists. So with that, like, what is one of the misconceptions you think about in being an independent artist?
I think a big misconception about being an independent artist is people making it seem like you really have to go through it alone when you really can just have a community. Like, I have a nice number of artists that I'm in community with.
Yeah.
We share information. We give each other game on different things, pointers, you know. If I see you did something, you posted something, and I'm like, hey, you could do better with this if you do that. You know, it's just that kind of thing. I think we all kind of just help each other out in that way because we're all navigating this space and we all got different goals and aspirations. So why not push the next person forward no matter what it do? You know, I think it just benefits everybody.
And it's dope because it's living proof. Like, Genesis is here with you.
Yeah.
So Genesis, from your stance, how important is it to make sure that we show up for our peers, our loved ones when they are, you know, doing music as well? And the reason why I ask is because, you know, back in the day, it was hard. I remember when I was signed to another artist, it was like, it didn't make sense to me because they're going to automatically push their music before mine. Not to say we didn't support each other, but it was a little bit more difficult. So what does it mean to you and how important is it to show up for your peers?
Wow. That's very loaded for me. That's a very loaded question for me. Just because I've been in the position of showing up for my peers and putting them, I'm not going to say putting them on, but putting them in positions that made the career and the journey a little bit easier. I'm a big fan of nepotism, especially Black nepotism. So any chance that I get to make somebody I enjoy or I'm a fan of make their journey a little bit easier for themselves than it was for me, I'm always down for it. I remember, because, I mean, we basically are the generation right after y'all, and I remember being at shows and watching artists perform, and then they leave. And then their fan base leave with them.
Now
the next person got to perform in front of
seven people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so now you're fighting to win over the seven people that stayed. And I'm very picky and choosy about, I don't want to say giving the information, but over asserting my wisdom or experience, especially when it's not asked for, just because I've done that so many times for so many years and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
But I do know the importance of being able to help somebody avoid a pitfall, but then also just learn some things that they don't know and learn things that they didn't know that they didn't know. Like, we had a lot of OGs who didn't give us game, and it was either because they didn't know the game or they didn't want to give it to us.
So I want to piggyback off that. So I want to piggyback off what he's saying by just saying, you know, as an artist, you must be very, very, very picky with how you spend your energy, who you giving your energy out to, who you choose to take advice from matters, who you spend your time around matter.
Yes.
How you spend your time matter. And I think that artists should be as selfish as they need to be for the sake of their creativity all around, because you never know. It's all type of people, you know, that might come and want to take advantage or find a way in for their own agenda. So you just got to always be wary of everything.
Yeah, they call them culture vultures.
Yeah, exactly. And I experienced it a lot. Like, I had so many people around me when I was younger doing music who I automatically assumed was for me because they came with smiles and fake support. You know what I mean? And really, they were sent to sit back and push you, give you the tools you need to self-sabotage. And then when you look up, it's like, I thought y'all was my people. Well,
I wasn't expecting that.
You wasn't paying attention. Don't touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. We got Genesis, Rangie in the building, Von Alexander, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. You are officially tapped in. Meech.
What's the word?
We talking.
Yeah.
We talking.
We got some Milwaukee artist royalty in here.
Yes, indeed. So before we went to break, we were talking to Genesis and Von about Von Alexander about giving advice and being picky on who you offer assistance to, just because, like you said, it does become tiresome. Like, you can sometimes you can want more for someone than they want for themselves. Yeah. And then it's like you give them the advice and they do the complete opposite of the advice that you give them. But it's something you also mentioned too that I wanted to touch on when you talked about doing it on your own and learning how to do it on your own. That's always been my skill sets. Because I come from poverty, because I didn't have the financial means to do things, I would just learn how to do stuff on my own, whether it's my hair, whether it's music, whatever the case may be. But to that point, I think what that did for people like us who have done that is molded us into becoming independent artists. Mm-hmm. When you learn how to teach yourself and get it on your own, it's easier to build out your team and everything else. And now you aren't dependent on a system to get to where you need to be.
Yeah, most of that information you just hold close because you don't work so hard to get it yourself.
Man.
And you like Genesis said, do I really want to get this information? After it took me so long to get it.
And that's the thing, too, because one of the homies was joking and called me a gatekeeper. And I'm like, I know gatekeepers. I'm not a gatekeeper.
Right.
the information keeper, maybe.
not even. I'm just not going out of my way to give you information that you don't even know you want. Or you might not even know you want it. You might not want it at all. So it's like, there was a period of my life where I would go out of my way to tell, hey, you should do this or you should do that. Yeah. And that's not for me to do.
Yeah.
So if you come to me and ask, I'll give you the answers.
Yeah, that's the position
I'm in. It ain't hard to find the answers. Most people just don't want to look.
Yeah, like especially now that Google's out here. Man. You know, so
what?
It's like,
I don't even want to Google nothing no more.
Yeah, you don't even want to Google nothing. You just want
you know
me
the
to,
best thing you could do? Play like you don't know nothing at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know you know something, though.
I tried that. It don't work
no more. They know you know something. The most successful you've been, they know you know something.
It just be luck. That's just luck on my side. That's all that is.
And too, you know, it used to be a flaw of mine. It's like I used to always feel like whatever, even really up until recently, I used to feel like whatever resources I had, I got to bring it back home and give it to everybody, right? And then it's like, man, that blessing wasn't even for them.
I was dealt a hard lesson in that. Connects that I had made on my own and stuff like that, I started seeing flourish in other spaces close to home as well. Where it's just like, I introduced this person to this person. Now I'm out the picture now.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, man. Sit down right next to me. Come on now.
Man.
Hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. You know, I'm still over here.
Go ahead. I should say sometimes they feel like they could pretty much get over on that person more than you to where that's why they get that opportunity
that as well,
first.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. What is some of the mistakes that you feel like Milwaukee artists continue to make? Like that we haven't learned from yet?
The world is bigger than home.
Like,
if your goal is to be a superstar, if your goal is to get out into the world, I think too many artists put too much, what's the word I'm looking for?
Emphasis,
yeah, on blowing up at home.
Yeah.
That's going to come on its own. It's going to come when it comes.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The world blow you up. What you think they're going to do at home?
Yep.
They're going to rep you even harder than everybody else did.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you got to move. If you got to take a chance somewhere else, take a chance somewhere else. You ain't got to perform in the city all the time. You could go somewhere. Make it happen for yourself.
Yeah, you need to.
Because when you come home, guess what? We going to know who you are. We going to be right there waiting on you.
Yeah, at first it used to be like, you know, you go somewhere and pop, and then they'd jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, you know absolutely. I
mean? That's just a part of the local thing, though. Like, you know, sometimes I always say it like this because I went through this phase where I felt underappreciated as an artist, but I had to realize, like, these people see me all the time. They not going to see what I'm, like, I see what I'm doing is something crazy. So sometimes if somebody too close, it's going to be hard for them to see exactly what they're looking at.
Yeah.
And then you take that step back, they don't get to see it up close no more, and then it's presented to them, and now their whole perception different on what they were looking at.
Yeah.
Now they see you for all the glory that you got and all the, like, talent you possess.
Yeah.
And it just be like that sometimes. Even your friends might miss out. Like, your friends might not even know just how dope you are.
Yep.
Until the world show them, like, hey, the person you've been kicking it with is really, like, one of them, you know?
Yes,
like,
indeed.
But it just be like that.
I think a lot of times, too, what I've learned when I used to do music was majority of the people here have never been outside of Milwaukee.
That's a fact.
So
that's a
they don't know how to celebrate you on a worldly, a global level. Yeah. Because all they know is what they've seen in you, you know, with you being around the crib. And I used to think the same way, like everybody jump on the bandwagon, and a lot of them do. But, you know, I've learned to just give them grace because they don't know. They're not leaving up outside of here like that. And it shouldn't be that way, because if you could support someone that's not from here, you should be able to support, you know, someone that
especially
is from
the crib. Especially if they're good. Especially if you know that they're talented.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some people who see talent as a threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you never know.
Absolutely. Sometimes you can walk around and remind people that they aren't doing their best just by simply doing your best. And that triggers, you know, a lot of people.
And guess what? You not doing your best ain't my fault.
What? Come on. Come on now.
If you like what I'm doing, just like what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
It ain't got to compare. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Absolutely. So one of the things, again, that we try to do is make sure we give our people a platform, because majority of the other platforms are strictly based off of what's already happening. So it's important for us to highlight you all. And we wanna play one of your songs, Save Money.
Very important.
Can you introduce this record for us?
Ooh, Save Money. This is one of my personal faves, a lot of my friends' faves, other rappers' faves song, you know. It was one of the first songs I wrote for my latest release, September. And I just wanted to step into a new groove, a new vibe, test myself with a different limit of songwriting. And I think that's what I did. Did it without cursing, and it still got through.
Yeah.
It's very gorgeous. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Let's get into it.
To my God, any reply, I had to decide, stand up and provide. If I wanna change lives, I need to open my mind from what I had to survive. Gravity to defy, eyes that I defy. 1 foot in the fire, plan ready to die. I was ready to fly, had to open my eyes. I wasn't scared of the height. I'm just landing different planes like a flare in the night. I know you can tell that I'm changing. I would be ashamed if I stayed the same. Want it all, then you gotta make arrangements. Money, you're the fame, everything is game. Make money, make money, make money. Take money, take money, take money. Save money, save money, save money. Save money, save money, save money. Me and James coming down in tennis beamers. Trying to fill my pockets till I break a femur. Stepping cleaner than the carpet cleaned by Stanley Steamers. It ain't nothing meaner than my demeanor. Throw it back, she gon' catch it like a wide receiver. On my soul, if she ain't gold, then I can't retrieve her. My special teamer, might as well leave her. Baby, come and follow me, look like you need a leader. I know you can tell that I'm changing. I would be ashamed if I stayed the same. Want it all, then you gotta make arrangements. Money, you're the fame, everything is gained. Make money, make money, make money. Take money, take money, take money. Save money, save money, save money, save money, save money, save money, save money. Get love, get
the truth. That was Vi Alexander with Save Money.
An exclusive.
Who did that beat?
A homie of mine named Ace Jack. He's out of Texas.
That's what I asked him.
Somebody I connected with through the internet, SoundCloud, and now we just kind of building our own little ecosystem right now.
Listen, first of all, I almost wanted to run that back. I'm not even going to lie to you. That's the joint. That's that joint that makes you want to rap. Right? Yeah. Even
makes
if you don't know how to
you
rap.
Wanna rap huh?
It makes me want to rap.
You hear that, Z? Right?
That's a good beat. That's a good beat.
It
That's
is.
What good beats do.
Yeah, so when you plan on releasing, man?
Right now, like September, that's a project that dropped last September. I just kind of put it out there, let it sit. So I'm spending the next year kind of just rolling out videos, visuals, performing the songs, you know, slowly building it to be more while I work on something new over here. I ain't going to give up too much info. I ain't even started recording yet. But I got new, I'm always working on new music, new ideas. Trying to figure out a new way to get my point across, a new angle I could take, new way to rebrand myself, you know. That never stops. So.
Yeah. Do you feel like Milwaukee need more artists, more media platforms, or infrastructure? And the reason why I say it is because, again, I feel like we've been stagnant when it comes to supporting homegrown. Everything is always based off of what has been done.
Yeah.
And not what needs to change so that we can revolutionize the media, right? You guys need a platform. You guys need certain things that we've never had. So do you feel like I personally believe there is more artists. We have enough artists. I believe that we need more platforms and infrastructure. What's your take on it?
I would say more infrastructure and platforms, sure. I think we need more platforms that like this that are very individual to themselves, where they're not, you know, using another platform's way of posting or producing content and trying to make it their own.
Yeah.
I want to see more unique platforms in the city. I also think that we need more venues for artists to utilize. We have a few venues that work out for us, but we always at the same venues, you know? And it's only so many times an artist want to perform the exact same venue every month. You know, how are you going to reach a new audience if I'm at a venue that I'm always at? I'd rather be where new faces go, where, you know,
or
bring something new.
Or, like, how you expect to reach a new audience or influence the audience when you're not getting the opportunity to be on these
that
platforms.
That, too.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Shout out to the chat. Rendition said, artists' biggest problems in Milwaukee itself is the national problem as it pertains to image. Milwaukee's still seen as the happy days, beer drinking, dairy state. Trying to crack the dairy state national image worldwide will take several more generations. You know, to a certain degree, I truly believe that we have already moved past that mark.
Mm-hmm.
We've been moved past that mark.
Yeah, definitely.
Nationally, but I just believe that we're behind still infrastructure-wise because we're still operating in old systems and we're not catching up to the new culture. We think we are, but we really aren't. And platforms like this and the music that you guys make is what's going to break those barriers. You know what I mean? And
I
it's
agree.
Necessary. And I'm glad that y'all came on. Like, your artistry, both of you guys, is, like, I know you say we are technically the generation before you, but y'all was so young doing it that it don't seem that way. To me, y'all are our peers.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
y'all was getting it in right alongside of us as well. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. We are live and direct. Tap in with Jazzy and Meech, 101.7 The Truth. White boy, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct with Vaughn Alexander and Genesis Renji. Listen, that save money? Y'all about to bring me out of retirement, boy.
Fire.
I tell you, fire. So what's next? I know you mentioned you got a show on the 26th.
Yeah, we got a show next week on the 26th at Cactus Club. If you ain't got nothing to do, the night of the 26th, come down, good vibes only. Vaughn Alexander going to be performing along with a nice lineup of other artists from Milwaukee, all putting on, all doing a great job, you know.
What time is the show?
Looking for something different. I think it starts at 10 p.m., so it's a late show. Whatever you doing, if you already outside, come outside.
Yes, indeed. Drop your social media handles. Give us some shout outs.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for me, Von Alexander, VonAlxndr. Less vowels. but yeah, on all platforms, you know, that's how you can find me, Von Alexander, the full thing, on all streaming websites, YouTube, everything like that. Go listen to September. Go listen to Heathen. Two back-to-back projects that dropped within the last year. So, yeah, tap in if you can. Tap in. That's what we're here for.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Genesis, what you got up? What you working on? You always working on something.
Too much and not enough at the same time.
Right.
We got a lot going on. Lord have mercy. I'm going to be at Cactus Club on the 28th for the Milwaukee Record. WNBA halftime performance. They're doing a watch party of the WNBA game that's going on that day. I'm going to just be messing around and practicing some new unheard records so y'all can come and watch me rehearse. What we got going on? Back at Cactus on July 8th. We got some artists out of Minnesota and Cali that are on tour right now, so they're making a stop in Milwaukee. So July 8th at 7 p.m. we'll be at Cactus Club. July 19th, Mamet Gov with Naisha Carving a Stone for her book giveaway. I'll be doing a performance there, and we'll be passing out books to the youth. We're giving away 300 books.
Shout out to Naisha. Yeah. I watch her journey too, man. Yeah, she incredible.
She be cooking.
Yeah.
I got a project coming out in July, Drunk Text. And And a couple more singles coming because I got a couple more placements. So, you know, just more money, more music.
I know that's
more nonsense.
And what you hearing between us is the contrast of a homebodied introvert and a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini. Oh, and my birthday tomorrow. Gang.
Oh, happy birthday.
Gang.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you got the same birthday as Tupac.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Oh, come on, man. No. Oh man, yeah,
Twinsky.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll be back up here way before all these other things I've announced. But we got a lot going on. Milwaukee's doing great. I want to piggyback off of the thing that the city is missing is we need more imagination and more implementation of the things that we're learning. A lot of people got the knowledge and don't do nothing with it.
Absolutely.
And then the folks that are comfortable here, they just got to use their imagination a little bit more to, you know, try some new experiences. That's it, man.
And I would say to the people on the receiving end to trust. Yeah. Trust that when people, we had Ashelle White on here Friday, and she was talking about the work that she does. Mm-hmm. And she puts on these seminars and events for people to learn the business, but people don't show up. And it's like, you have to, at some point, you have to trust your people at home that we're going to give you the right information and that we want to help you so that we all can get to where it is that we're trying to go.
Yeah, definitely.
What advice do you guys have? So if you aren't aware, a big part of this is also providing a platform for the youth, right? Okay. I do music. I'm the lead producer and educator at Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy for Notes for Notes. So a lot of my students on here or they, you know, they listen in and then meet. Y'all know Meech, he worked with every young artist you could think of in the city. So for the youth who are listening, what is some advice you have as it pertains to your specific genre?
You can't be scared to do it. You got to do it scared. You got to do it alone at times. You just got to do it. And if you're doing it, it's going to happen regardless. That's just how the universe works. You put the actions in. You're going to get something in return.
Yeah.
And if you just stick to your craft, if you want to get better and grow at it, you will reap the benefits of that too. So you just can't be afraid to put your foot in the water, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jump in and swim.
Genesis, what is some ways that my generation, your generation, what can we do to help the youth, not even just with music, but just overall?
One is providing them with opportunity, especially when we see that they're interested in it.
Yeah.
Opportunity looks differently. It isn't always, let me give you a verse, let me put you on a song. My way of giving back is studio sessions for the youth.
Yeah.
So if I come across you, you want to record, I got an hour or two I can give to you. Make sure you bring your parent. We can do that. And then also just instilling the the knowledge in them that we've learned and not being like the people who didn't give us the information. And then just pushing them in the right direction. Even when I go talk to kids, I joke about, I tell them all the time, you know, don't be a rapper. You don't want to do it, bro. But I joke about it, but it's really, I tell everybody to learn the business. Like,
yes,
the creativity is the is 9 times out of 10 the thing that drew you to it all. And, you know, that's just your inner child finding its way to express itself. So you're going to always be creating.
Yeah.
You need to learn the business so you're not over here being taken advantage of. I'm tired of hearing about people saying they signed a bad deal. People have been signing bad deals for decades, and y'all still ain't learned. So,
and there's so much information out here.
You know, ChatGPT right there. That ain't your lawyer, but you ain't got no excuse either at this point.
And don't give up on your dream, you know,
nah,
no matter what, right? Like, Meech and Z been in here trying to, Meech been trying to get me to rap bad, and I sent him a voice note last night.
Yeah, I got something for you, Z.
Uh-oh.
I sent him a voice note last night. So I think the dreams, y'all inspire me. I found out y'all was coming on the show. I was like, you know what? TT might have to get back up out here. Thank y'all so much for coming in again.
Thanks for letting me crash.
We're gonna pop out on the 26th at the Cactus Club to go and support Vaughn. We're gonna pop out and support you too, Genesis.
Not too much going on.
We're gonna bring y'all back, you know, follow up with y'all again. Any support we can provide y'all, we always here.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate my boys for coming.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for joining us today. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to commercial break to pay some bills. We are live and direct. Tap in with Jazzy and Meech, 101.7 The Truth.
What a shame. I heard my brother causing wreck. Geeked up off coffee beans and talking out they neck. What you mean that you the king? You ain't crowned but deep. Tooting they own horn. That's that Jazz Cavadiz. Who the fuck you think he talking to? Spilling water by the verses, about to mop them too. Treat them like a gallery, I hang them and then walk them through. Trying to prove a point, got some Jazzy joints.